Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the subject of Kanaim Pogimbo. It's great. The Rambam, as we learned in the previous shiur, just to summarize what we learned, the Rambam holds, apparently, that there is no Kimla of the Rav Mine when there's Kanaim Pogimbo. And if the Rambam says a Chiv Malkus, Mashenkein Lefi Avanas Rebbe Kevi with Shitas Atosis, there is Kimla of the Rav Mine. How does he prove it? Because Tosa says, how do you know that there's no nachru, there's no knas for a nachris? Because the Gemara says about a giores, ketana. How can you give her a knas? Ah, she's going to come and eat it begiusa. She's going to eat it alz goya. Smashma, we don't want her to eat it as a goya. We don't want her to take her knas as a goya. So certainly, an achris isn't going to get a knas. So that's Rabbi Kivega. Why prove from there? Why not prove from the fact that a kusis has a knas? Mashma that an achris doesn't have a knas. So Rabbi Kivega said that if you would have learned from there, you would have said that betzem an achris does have a knas. The only thing is, it's meiker than she does, but she only doesn't because of kimla d'rav mine. If you would have just learned from kusis, but since instead we learn from giores, there you see that it's a patur meiker adin. But you see, I'll call upon him. And in theory, you can learn that by an achris, there is kim levi rav mine, and that's why she's ptura min haknas. Because kim levi rav mine, if you have just learned it from kusis, that's the way you would have learned. So Rabbi Kiva Eger holds there is kim levi rav mine. Ram holds there is no. The Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that there is kim levi rav mine, and the bigger onish patras and the smaller onish. And Rambam holds that there's no Kimla Rav Mine, the bigger onus has a problem with the smaller onus, and never there's Malkus. And we said, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So we suggested, like the Achronim say, that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that there is Kimla Rav Mine. Pshat is that it's a Chiyuv Misa, Mutal Akraf de Gavr, it's like a Chiyuv Misa, not Patras. And according to Rambam, it's not a Chiyuv Misa, it's only Rishus. And since it's only Rishus, there's no Kimla Rav Mine. That's what we wanted to say in the previous Shir. Ever, as Hagon Rav Ozer, Shlita, explains that you can't say this pshat not in the Rambam and not in Tosis. Because in Tosis you can't say this, because if there's a chi of Misa be'etzem, then how can you prove from a Gioris? What's the b'chlal, the Gemara's raya from a Gioris? Because just like a, you wanted to say that by a Nachris there's Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh, there's also Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh by a Gioris, because if she afterwards decides that she doesn't want to be Jewish, and it turns out that she was a Goya, so that's Ms. Barla Mafreya, that there was a Chi of Misa here. So just like you wanted to say by Nachris is Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh, so by Gioris it also should be Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh. At the time it's only a suffix, it's Mashman Rashi and Bavakam Lamed Hey, that there's a Chi of Misa. That Besuffik Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh, there's no Ptur Mimamin. But here it's really not a suffix, because Lamavreya, after she's mocha, she protests her gerus, it's going to turn out there was a vadai. She was a vadai anachris. And therefore we say Kim Levi Rav Mineh. Just like we do by the rather Rabbi Kivega wanted to say we should that we would say it by anachris. So Gioris is no different. So according to Rabbi Kivega, there'd be no raya from Gioris. According to Tosfos, because Gioris, there's no raya that there's meikar hadin, no knas, because Gioris is also kim lev d'rav mineh. Afterwards, it's Barlam afraid that it was kim lev d'rav mineh, that she was a vadei goya. So al korchach that Tosfos, kavanas Rabbi Kiva Eger learned that by Kanoim Pogimbo, there's no Chi of Misa. There's no Chi of Misa, not like we wanted to learn. We wanted to learn that there's a Chi of Misa. So if this is Atz Chi of Misa, so like we said, that applies equally to a Gioris, just like it would apply to an Achris. So how can you say that by Gioris there's no Kimel Rabine? So it must not be out the Chi of Misa. There's no Chi of Misa. Kanoim Pogumbo, there's no Chi of Misa. And nevertheless, there's Kimel Rabine. And Tosis learned that Kol Mokum Shebefal Yesh Rishus Lahargo, wherever in practice one has Rishus to carry out the Chiyuv Misa, even if it's not together Chiyuv, nevertheless you can't be Mechayiv Mammon, because sof there is a Misa. And by a Gioris, she hasn't been Mocha yet, so there's no possibility of carrying out the Chiyuv Misa. The word is, as long as there's a possibility of carrying out a Chiyuv Misa, like by a Nochris, as long as the possibility of carrying out a Misa, not a Chiyuv Misa, because there's no Chiyuv. But as long as the possibility of carrying out the Misa, that's what Pater is Kimlev de Rabbi Mine. You can't be Mechayiv Mammon, because sof, Yesh Kan Misa. And that's included, like the Gemara learns in the Pasuk, Yimasun Yiyeh, that if there's an Asun, there's no, if there's death, then there's no money. You can't have Misa and Mammon together. Indeed, so learned Rabbi Kiva elsewhere. And he went L'shitaso, B'biru Dibre Atosis. Let's see. Das Reb Eliyahu Mizrahi, in Parshas Vayishlach, brought in the Magia to the Mishnah Lamelech at the end of Hilchos Chovel Mazik. That it says in the Gemara that Harodeif Achar Chavero Lohargo Uvo Acher Vehorages Harodeif. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, and then Levi comes and kills Reuven, if he could have killed Reuven, or he could have saved Shimon by not killing Reuven, but by just shooting Shimon in the leg, by shooting Reuven in the leg, then he's Chayiv Misa. Says the Mizrahi, that's only Badam Acher. But the Nirdof himself that killed the Rodev, even if he could have been saving by Echad Meivarov, the din is still that he's Pater, because he's not chayv to be medakdek, since this person was come lahargo. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger and his son Reb Shlomo Eger and Ksubas Lamed Gimel on the Mizrahi, that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet that Rodev Shev Shalatzilu Bechad Meivarov, that if you have a Rodev that you can save him with one of his, by just shooting him in the leg with one of his organs. If he broke a kli, this Rodev, he's chayev. Why? Because there's no chi of misa that pat isn't for mama. So it's mashma that even the nirdof isn't allowed to kill him. Because if the nirdof was allowed to kill him, there is a chi of misa that pat is for mama. L'chora, teretz is pashut. Al pisvaras. Or Samech v'divrei Yecheskel, that we learned in the previous year, that in such an instance, she'efshar lahatzilo be'echad me'ivarov, he doesn't have a chiyuv of rodev. There's just reshus l'nirdof, not to be medakdek bedavar, and he can kill him. But since sof, there's no chiyuv misa, we don't say kim lev d'rab mineh. Shenken, if you have a rodev, she have shalat silo. Bechad meivarav. There's a chalos chiv misa. Like Reb Chaim says in the sefer, achos ritzeach, there's a chiv rodev. The Pritzkerov in his sefer, achos ritzeach, ein lo dam chayiv misa. But a person you can save mechad meivarav, it's not a chiv rodev. There's no chiyuv misa. Since there's no chiyuv misa, we don't say kim lebed rabbi minei, even though the nirdof can take him out. But there's no chiyuv misa here. Just reshus l'nirdof. It's pasha de teretz. Then what's the kasha? And the Mizrahi who says that if somebody's running after his friend to kill him, even if you can say Bechel Me'evarav, the near duff doesn't have to be medaktik. And Rabbi Kiveger and his son asked, yeah, then why if he broke Kalim, is he chayev? The near duff can kill him. The answer is pashut. The near duff has rishus to kill him, but not there's no chayev. There's no chayev misa to pater. So why didn't Rabbi Kiveger make this pashut chiluk? So we see shehu einiach kanacha pshuta. שאפילו כשאין מוטל על הגברה חיוב ועונש כל שלמעשה מוטל להורגו פטור מממון. You're right, there's no onesh, there's no חיוב מיסה, but if למעשה he can be killed, there's a פטור ממון, and therefore שבר as הכלים. Since there's an opportunity, possibility of him being killed, lemaisa by the nirduf, pater mimamon. And he went l'shitasa Rabbi Kiva Eger when he learned b'das atosvis that there's kimle b'derabi neighbor bin abekanoim pogimbo. Even though it's only a rishus and it's not a chiyuv misa. Kiva Eger learned, as we've been discussing, that there is Kimle Rabmine when there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, even though it's only Rishus. And we understand the proof from the Sigiv Geras Ktana. Since Befoal there's no Rishus, because of the Suffeg, we don't know if the girl is going to protest when she gets older, so you can't touch this boel. So there's no din kimle d'ramine, because the p'tur mimamon comes from the rishus lahargo, and here there's no rishus. There's no misa. There's no misa since there's no rishus. In other words, originally we wanted to learn b'shitas atosis that the chiyuv misa pad is mimamon. And then we say, if the chiyuv mitzvah pad is mimamon, then by a goy, a goy Muslim afraid of the chiyuv mitzvah should be p'tur mimamon. So the teretz is, it's not the chiyuv mitzvah anymore. We're learning now, it's the rishus. The fact that there can be misa here, which only applies, doesn't have a gyor, applies to a nachris. The fact there can be misa means that there is kim lei b'derabba minei. So that is all according to the shita of Rebbe Akiva Eger and Tosis. So it's Rishus Lahargo. And that's what patters me, Mammon. And next, our next job for the next shir B'Siyata Dishmaya is to explain the Rambam. That we wanted to learn the Rambam. The reason there's no Kim Lev de Rabbi Mine is because there's no Chiv Misa. It's not a Chiv Amutul Arkakafta de Gavra, it's just a Rishus. So we're going to see if that's true. We're going to discuss B'siyata Dishmaya in the next Shir, B'ritzos Hashem Darkenu. I hope God should give us the life and the Simchas Chaim to do so. We're going to see, learn Shitas HaRambam, and get the greater Havana into this very Choshev Sugya of Kanaim Pogimbo and Kimle, B'derav Minei, Shvizoch Elilma Lulam, Elishma Las, Lekayim, is called Divrei Salma Teresa V'Yahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.